Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Bird. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Bird. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Lund. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ned Garber. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Keene reaches second base with a double. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund takes first base on ball four. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. Lund moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh strikes out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0 for 1 in the game. Babe hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to third. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lund takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to second. 1 out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Singh hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ginsburg moves to second. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. Bird hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-2 in the game. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. Joost moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatfield moves to second. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Niemann. McGee reaches second base with a double. Suter moves to third. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-2 in the game. Astroth is walked intentionally. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Suter scores. McGee moves to third. Astroth moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field. Philly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Philly. Ginsburg moves to second. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Friend hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 2 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0 for 3 in the game. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 3, Tigers, 3. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a pop-up towards the mound. Garver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Lund hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 3 in the game. Delsing hits a pop-up towards third. Babe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 3 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter catches it and throws to first to double up Niemann. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0 for 4 in the game. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Babe for the out. Joost moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson is walked intentionally. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Friend hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 3 in the game. Garver hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Ginsburg trying to get to third. Philly throws the ball into Babe, who tags Ginsburg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Astroth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lund. Astroth reaches second base with a double. Suter scores. McGee moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bird hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGee scores. Astroth scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0 for 5 in the game. Babe hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Lund takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Lund moves to second. Billy Hitchcock pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Bobo Newsom now pitching. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 4 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 4 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Athletics. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Lund moves to third. Hitchcock moves to second. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Owen Friend. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Lund scores. Hitchcock scores. Ginsburg moves to third. It's Athletics, 6, Tigers, 6. Johnny Pesky pinch hits for Ned Garver. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Babe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Pat Mullen now playing left field. Johnny Pesky now playing second base. Don Lund now playing right field. Dick Marlowe now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Marlowe covering, for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Marlowe covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hatfield hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Keene strikes out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 2 in the game. With 3 walks. Lund takes first base on ball 4. Dick Marlowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marlowe hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Suter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Athletics. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. McGee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom bunts towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Pesky covering, for the out. Astroth moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Astroth moves to third. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 5 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 walks. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ginsburg moves to third. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ginsburg scores. Mullen moves to third. It's Athletics, 7, Tigers, 7. Charlie Bishop now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hatfield is walked intentionally. Pesky moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards second. Joost fields it and tags Pesky, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-6 in the game. Babe hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lund throws the ball into Keene, who tags Robinson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-6 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zerniel moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 4-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-2 in the game. With 4 walks. Lund hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Marlowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marlowe is 0-for-1 in the game. Marlowe hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-6 in the game. Del Singh hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Astroth hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Joost takes first base on ball 4. McGee moves to second. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-7 in the game. Babe hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-6 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dropo strikes out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and 3 walks. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mullen is called out on strikes.